I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being? I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who.
She's back. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Train It Right Life. I have to be honest, I didn't 5-4-3-2-1 myself into this episode as it is Wednesday, and I feel like this might be the latest I've got an episode out to you guys since I started. You know what? That's okay. I have had a lot going on. There's a lot going on with the gym. HD Muscles restocking. So if you guys want to pick up any new flavors or any flavors that you've been missing out on the pre, intra, both the Ultra Pre and the Elite Pre have new flavors as well as the intra. We've got some watermelon, some raspberry lemonade action going on. We've got some peach rings. We've also got some more lemonade action going on with the other pre's. So anyways, use my code TRAINITRIGHT if you want to save. So that's been going on. I've also been dealing with some personal things. As a recap from last week's show, I will recap you and like tell you about kind of what's going on this week with that whole situation that I went on a rant. But for now, I wanted to thank you guys so much for tuning in, subscribing, listening. And I'm so thankful that I have so many people who love the podcast and that are listening to it and downloading it and sharing it with their friends and reaching out to me and telling me how much they like it and different things that they enjoy about it. And, I guess, you know, all I can ask for is for you guys to leave me stars, leave me a review, and just really enjoy you know, the podcast. And if you do enjoy it, just share it, you know, subscribe to it. I'm trying to get it out there so people can, you know, learn a little bit more and just get the podcast out there. I want more people to listen to it and be able to impact people's lives on a grander scale. And one of the feedback that I got was from my friend and client this week. And she said, I love your podcast so much. I'm running and your podcast, literally, I feel like I'm on cloud nine for the rest of the day. It's like good life lessons that you forget sometimes that you know. I love it. You just talk about stuff, people struggling with or things that people are struggling with or forget to do, like be happy for your friends. And it's okay to feel sad or mad. I love it. It's a gratitude thing when I run. It's super nice, like calming. It doesn't suck at all. I love it. I mean, we're having a conversation. I'm leaving like my parts out here, but like the only thing I listen to while I walk or running right now, I was listening to the one about being happy for people and it's not your time. Like it made me just realize that just be grateful for this moment. I'm here for a reason. I think I would like longer podcasts, just because I love to listen to them when I walk or run. But yeah, so she was just like telling me how much she like actually really loved my podcast, which I truly appreciate because as you guys know, or if you're a new listener, I really sit down with a minimal outline and I go from there and I kind of talk about what's on my mind. I talk about topics that are upsetting me, that I'm thinking about, that I'm working towards. I talk a little bit more about like life and motivation lately than I do like fitness and health, but fitness and health is definitely a topic that I'm open to discussing. I just really honestly discuss what's going on in my life and my feelings for that day, or if something during the week kind of touched on me, I will write that down and be like, oh, I want to talk about this. And it's like a rough outline, but there's nothing that I've substantially outlined as a clear topic, beginning, end, middle. Like I have no advertisements. I'm not getting paid to do this podcast. I'm here on my own free will because I want to share and I feel like I have a lot to say. If you don't know who I am, let's backtrack a bit more. My name is Alicia Bell. I'm an IFBB figure pro. Competing is my passion. Amongst other things, I do ride motorcycles and such, but I reside in Burlington, Ontario, which is like outside of Toronto. I would consider this Toronto, but some people don't. Toronto, I am not from here though. I'm from Plaster Rock, New Brunswick, Canada, which is the middle of nowhere, to be honest. But I'm so, so grateful for the upbringing that I had, and maybe that can be another podcast. Most people think that I'm from a big city. Not the case. I'm from a village of less than 1,200 people. Been an athlete my whole life. Online personal trainer. If you're looking for coaching, you can check me out on any of my social channels. Everything is under Train It Right. My website's trainitright.com. Everything is absolutely Train It Right. I'm really, really easy to find. Now, let's just recap last week's topic about the guy wasting my time for like a year. You know, I really like was scared to post that podcast because I felt like maybe I sound crazy, but the feedback from it, like I realized that I'm just a strong woman who knows what she wants, who isn't going to settle for mistreatment or disrespect or someone, you know, I had a lot of patience to wait for this person and spoke to him for almost a year and nothing really concluded, like came from it, which was a giant waste of my time. And I will never do something like that again. But you know, when you care about someone so much and you just want something and you're willing to like put on blinders. Well, I put on blinders for like almost a freaking year because I was like, oh, we're building something, because that's what he was telling me. But like, we really didn't build into anything. It was literally the same the whole time that we spoke. And that's just weird to me. And I was talking to some other girls and it seems like men seem to do this a lot with women and just string them along and like give them false sense of hope and like never ever committing to them, which is ridiculous because I know my worth. I know my value. I know I bring something to the table. I know that I am not the easiest to get along with sometimes because I am a Scorpio through and through, but I'm very strong-minded, very opinionated. I'm very independent and maybe sometimes that's too much for people. I don't know. Anyway, so let's get to today's podcast. 7 minutes in and we're getting to today's podcast, but that's okay. I needed to recap about that guy. I decided to block him. I have been still checking his shit, looking at his stuff. I don't know why. I was wanting him to message me, you know, giving him a little like on his shit. I'm still bitter and angry and mad. You know, you want that hope sometimes, like maybe he'll message me, like checking your phone, like, you know, not healthy, not cool. And you know what? At the end of the day, like I can hope and wish and want all I want, but it's up to somebody to make an initiative to say something, apologize, do something. And I know damn well he knew that I had made this podcast about him last week because he definitely watched my story when I was advertising the podcast, yet still said nothing. Whatever. Absolutely good riddance, I guess. Goodbye. Not so easy to block him, honestly, but it is what it is, and it's something that I have to do, and I have to live through it, even though, like, I'm upset about it. It is what it is. So when I'm upset about things, like, I kind of shut myself off from the world. Like, I do what I need to do, and then, like, if it's, like, 8 or 9 o'clock, like, I will legit go to bed. That way, I'm not upset. I'm not up thinking. I'm not whatever. I'll take a melatonin. I will take a calming tea or a nighty-night tea. It's literally called nighty-night. And I will take some CBD and I will pass the F out. I will go to bed. Yep, lights out, 9 o'clock. No shame in my game. So since I've been doing that, because I've been trying to distract myself, I have been getting up at 5 a.m. And this is something that I used to do growing up. My grandfather worked in the woods, and so he had to get to his location very early. So he'd be up between like 4 and 5 eating his breakfast and then leave for work. Of course, he'd be home in the afternoon when it gets hot because he's, you know, a laborer and, you know, he works out in the woods by himself. So he would come home. So he would work like earlier hours, but still get like his like 8 hours or more in because he was just a crazy hard worker. So he would get up and I would get up with him. And it was just kind of this thing where my family always got up early. And like when I was in high school, like I even get up early and I was at school at like 7:20. Like school didn't start till like 8:40 or 8:50 or something like that. And I was like at school with my friends so early, like talking, getting things done. I just found ever since I was younger that I always got more of my day when I get up early. And I had gotten into a habit of not getting up early because I haven't been on prep. So I have been starting to get up, going to bed at 9 and getting up at 5 o'clock. And reason why 5 o'clock is the time, because I feel like that's like enough to get a good night's sleep, but early enough to get a great start to your day. And I know this is super, super cheesy, and it actually comes from another book recommendation that I have for you, and it's called The 5 a.m. Club. I have read it once and a half. I always try and reread my books twice. Sometimes I don't get to or get through it, but anyway, so The 5 a.m. Club book. You know, and it is what it is, says. It's just teaching you about like why you should get up at 5 a.m. And then I'm not by chance saying that I'm better than you or that you have to get up at 5 a.m. But I definitely feel like 5 a.m. is like a magic number to wake up at, and you get so much more out of your day and you're so much more productive, and it's unreal. Like right now it's 9:40 a.m. and I've already done cardio, foam rolled, ate breakfast, walked the dogs, well, let the dogs out. And did a whole bunch of posts and informative things and sent out messages to all of my HD Muscle athletes, posted on my story about the HD Muscle restock, and now I'm sitting down recording this podcast for you, and it is not even 10 o'clock, and I've been up since 5. So just remember that winning starts at your beginning. So your beginning doesn't have to be 5 a.m. It can be 8 a.m., 9 a.m., whatever works for your schedule or whatever you find that you can do. However, winning does start at your beginning, and your tone for the morning and your morning routine really sets the day. Now, last year when I did my pro debut, I had this morning routine that had to do with just books and quotes and journaling and things, and it worked really well for me because I started off the tone for the day with this like positive note read message. I still have those books, but I haven't really got 100% back into it. They're still there. I still have a calendar that I look at that has a quote on it every day, but sometimes I miss days. You know what I mean? That's something that I need to work on and get back into when I wake up, but at least we've started the 5 a.m. thing again, right? And so right now what I do is I get up, I let Adonis out. Sammy usually stays in bed. I clean up any mess that Sammy's made overnight. He tends to not be able to hold his bladder for more than 4 hours at a time, which is fine. He's little. He does go for a walk at night. You know, I do make special exceptions for Sammy because he is epileptic. He is a smaller dog. Adonis would never be able to get away with that. It's just something that Sammy has never really learned to control. He does do it in certain areas, and none of these areas are problematic for me. So I really honestly don't have time. Like, I punish him during the day, but for things at night, like, I can't punish him because I don't see him doing it. It's too late, like, to punish him. It is what it is. So I clean up Sammy's mess. I take my supplements. I make my coffee. I sit and I watch something. Background noise, audiobook, YouTube, just something for 20 minutes while I have my coffee. That's it. Put on my shoes, get dressed, use the washroom, head out the door, go do cardio. And that's my routine. I come home and I do breakfast. But that, like, I'm still honing in on my new morning routine, but I feel so much better and energized throughout the day to get all those things done that early. It's really a great feeling. And I find that if you take excellent care of the front of your day, the rest of your day is going to take care of itself, because I have been more productive in the days that I have been doing this than I have in the past couple of months. It's unreal. I actually started another business. I will talk more on that someday, but it's still in the makings and it's still in its baby phases, and it's still like an idea that I'm creating reality. But I bought the domain name, started the website. You know, things are on the move, right? But you never know. You know, just what changing your productivity in the morning can do for the rest of your day. And I think it's super, super important. And it's something that some people skip over or like try and sleep as late as possible and then just rush. And it doesn't set a very good tone for the day, because then the whole day you're frazzled, right? Instead of organized and like mellow and like functioning well, in my opinion, of course. Second topic of the day is you never know how much your words mean to somebody. Okay. So this topic kind of is cool, because sometimes like a woman of few words in certain social situations, I guess. I tend to not speak to people unless they speak to me for the greater part. I am trying to get better at that. But I went into the gym yesterday and I said to a girl that I do posing with occasionally, right now she's just started a new prep again and whatever. So I know she's in prep, so I wanted to give her a compliment. So I said, "You look leaner." And she's like, "Oh my God, thank you, Alicia." And then she started like welling up. And I'm like, "Are you crying?" I'm like, "Are you about to cry?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm crying." I'm like, "Oh my God, like, look, you do. You look leaner. You look great." And she's like, "It's been a really rough week. And like what you said meant so much. And like, I feel so like happy that you said that." And it's like, you know, you never know what your words can mean to somebody. Like, this girl had a rough week. I had no idea. I was just giving her a compliment and she started crying because I noticed. And it's like, that meant that much to her. Those like three words, like, "You look leaner." Whoa, brought out all this emotion to this person. And it's so crazy to think that like just smiling or saying three words to somebody or walking by and just saying something to somebody can change their whole day. And it might be really insignificant to you. They might not even, like, I might not have even known if she had cried how much that meant to her, because she probably wouldn't have told me. But, like, you don't know. You don't know, like, even just that hello to a stranger on the street could, like, make their day. It also could creep them out, mind you. I would be creeped out. I'd be like, ugh. Because anytime anyone tries to speak to me when I'm walking my dogs, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Whatever. Like, I don't need your help. I don't need, no. Cool. I'm going to keep walking. But, like, you know, someone could be having a terrible day and you don't know what's happening in that person's life. And you say one thing and you can totally change their mood, their feelings. They, you know, you can affect them in such a positive way. So don't be afraid to give people compliments. I think that's something that in our society that we're all in this battle to try and be better than other people, to try and sell more, to try and outperform, to try and get that job, to try and just be better. Like, I'm in a competitive atmosphere. Like, I'm a bodybuilder. I just want people, you know, to think that we're not all in competition. There's room for everybody, but also, like, you need to celebrate other people. This goes back to another podcast that I have, but, like, celebrate other people's wins, other people's, you know, things that you notice. Like, wow, you got new shoes. Cool. Like, they look really good on you. And it doesn't really take a lot out of your day to be a nice human being to other people and say those three things to somebody, right? Like, I mean, obviously, some people I don't want to say jack shit to, and I'm not going to force myself to say jack shit to them. Like, "Mister, I'm going to talk to you for a year." Like, I'm not going to say, "You're looking shredded, bro." I'm going to flip him the bird if I see him. You know what I mean? Like, anyway. But there are other people that you see on the street, and you'll be like, "Wow, that person looks great. Like, I really like your dress." And, like, you could change your whole day. Like, it's just something to think about. You know what I mean? It's the little things that mean the most sometimes, and they might even be just so insignificant to you and to others. So that was my second topic. And then because my friend and client did ask she wanted, to, you know, a little bit longer podcast, I did reach out to my story on Instagram. If you're not following my Instagram, give me a follow. I'm very active on Instagram. It's instagram.com/trainitright. Everything is trainitright, @trainitright. So I asked what everybody wanted a topic for me to discuss. Sammy is rolling around on the couch. Hi, baby. Hi. Do you want to say hi to the podcast? Do you want to say hi to the podcast? Say hi. He's looking at me, tilting his head. So the things that I go, hi, train it right. Okay, that's not a question. Great content. Again, not a question. Nice. Not a question. Here's a real question. It's from Alexandra. How do you get through dieting and not get tempted? So here's the thing. It's not a diet to me. It is a lifestyle. I have goals, and it's quite simple. If it's on my plan, I eat it. Yes. If it's not on my plan, I do not eat it. No. I say no. I'm not tempted by anything because I would rather achieve my goal and know that I have done everything possible to get to that goal. And that includes following my diet that's laid out by my coach, because my coach knows what's best and because my coach is the decision maker. Because everything is a variable. And if I mess with that variable, it messes with my coach's program. So I don't mess with the variables. There's no such thing as getting tempted when you have a goal it's simple. You have discipline. It's not motivation. It's discipline. You need to find discipline and you need to find your reason why. If you're dieting and you're tempted and you cheat on your diet, your reason why is not big enough for the reason that you're doing it. Maybe this isn't the sport for you. Your why has to be bigger than anything, and nothing is going to get in that way for you to achieve your goals. Diet, training, cardio, a person, nothing. Nothing is going to get in your way because your why is so big that nothing tempts you to do anything outside what you should be doing. Well, holy, that could go into a whole nother podcast, but we'll just leave it at that. So I don't do anything. I just live my life, and it's a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. It is not a diet. This is my lifestyle and will forever be my lifestyle. My watch is telling me to stand up. That's nice. Oh, Miriam, what do we have here? Women supporting women versus fake bitches. Well, there's two different angles towards this question. I guess you're asking my feelings on women supporting other women. There are women like you, yourself, who are genuine. You genuinely want to see your friends win and do well. By them doing well and winning, you feel a certain emotion and you feel like you're winning. You're happy for them. You're genuine. You care. You want what's best for them. And that's great. And there's so many people that are like that and that just want the best. But then there are people who are fake bitches. I've been a fake bitch, and because I've had to for work. I've had to for social situations. I've had to for image. I've had to be a fake bitch. Being a fake bitch sucks on the inside because you don't feel good doing it. You hate every second of being fake. So the people who are fake to you, just know that they're not enjoying it. They're not, and it's not something that's wrong with you if they're not happy for you. It's something that's genuinely wrong with them on the inside. It is their problem, not yours. So don't let, if you know that they're being fake with you, don't let that affect you to the extent where it consumes your time, right? Like, I had one of my friends say to me, you know, the other day, let me see if I can find it. Where is he? He said to me, if someone wastes your time, don't let them occupy any real estate in your mind. And the same thing with like someone being fake with you. If they're being fake with you, don't let their presence occupy any real estate in your mind with your thoughts. Just take it for what it is. You know it's fake. Move on. Like, move on. Do not dwell on it. You cannot change them. The only way someone's going to change is if they genuinely want to change for themselves, and you cannot make them change. And no worrying, dwelling, bitching, dragging it on is going to make them change. It's just not going to happen. Maybe they'll change in time and maybe they won't, but you need to move on with your life and not dwell on that. And that's kind of my opinion on that. And then my friend Will asked me, I don't even know how I'm going to answer this. Sammy, you okay? What's the most fulfilling moment of my career as a competitor? It doesn't have to be turning pro. Okay. Honestly, my most fulfilling moment, I mean, there's a couple. So I'll go with like the least. Like, least fulfilling, but most fulfilling was turning pro. And nobody really understands like how much that did mean to me because of all the shit that I went through from my ex when he used to coach me, and his tyrant attitude and abusive nature verbally and physically. I never really spoken about it, but it is what it is. It happened. It was a very long, rough 3 years. I sometimes look back and I don't even know how I made it to stage under that constant tension and abuse. Yes, I will call it abuse because that's what it is. And just because someone isn't always physically abusing doesn't mean that they are not putting you through abuse. I'll leave it at that. But getting to stage, it was a fulfilling moment. As a competitor, winning my pro card and what I had gone through, especially that year, there's no words to describe how much fulfilled I felt and how accomplished I felt. But also that same show, I had a client. She's not my client anymore, but watching her go through the process of her prep. It was our second show together. She had won overall at her regional show. And she had won her class at Nationals and was up against me in the overall for the pro card. Like, that was fulfilling to know that, yes, I can be a competitor and be in prep, going my best, and then have a client do the same show and me coach her to the best of my abilities where she wins her class and is up against myself, me, in the overall. That's fulfilling because as an athlete and as a coach, I realize that I can do both and that I am great at both, even under pressure. So that was amazing. The next fulfilling moment, my dogs are fighting now. They always fight every podcast. Guys, play fighting. I'm going to wrap this up. Last fulfilling moment, honestly, was stepping on stage for my pro debut. Again, shouldn't have done it under constant stress, still being harassed by my ex, lots of craziness. Shouldn't have done it, but I did it. And I had waited my whole life for that moment. I wish it would have went better, but it was a giant learning experience. It was very fulfilling, but I don't feel fulfilled because I'm not done. I'm like tearing up, but like that moment of walking across the stage and hearing my name called as a pro, like, meant so much to me in my quote unquote hometown. And, you know, it wasn't fulfilling to the fact where I feel like I'm complete, but it was definitely like an accomplishment that I'm very, very proud of. And it did fulfill some things that I have been dreaming of. Whew. Okay, cool. Dogs are fighting. I'm crying. I have to get work done. I need to go train. I got to go to TELUS to get up. Figure out some phone stuff. Time to adults. But thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of the podcast. Please tune in next week. Please subscribe, like, leave me some stars, write me a review. And I hope you got something out of this podcast in any way, sort, or form, whether it's starting your day at 5 a.m., whether it's ignoring fake bitches, or whether it's just saying something to somebody to make their day better today. I hope that I can help you become a better person and be the best version of you. I will see you guys next week and the next episode of the Train It Right.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting and I wanted to be a star.